Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. To engage in Islamic discussions after the Isha Salah, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to have discussions with Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu regarding the affairs of the Ummah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that he, radiallahu ta'ala, who would also be present in these gatherings, and that would be after the Isha Salah. Talking with one's family members after the Isha Salah, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that one night Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrated an incident to his wives. It was so incredible that one of them said that this incident was similar to the tales known as khurafa. Arabs referred to all far-fetched tales as khurafa. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her, "Do you know the actual story about khurafa?" Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam then went on to say that khurafa was the name of a man who belonged to the Banu Azra tribe. A jinn had captured him and kept him with them for a long time. He was therefore released and sent back to his people. He would narrate to them astonishing and incredible stories about the jinn. Since then, people referred to all strange stories as khurafa. Note, Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has written that narrating incidents to one's wives and children, thereby spending quality time with them, is not reprehensible. In fact, it is considered as acts of kindness, good treatment to family members, and hence it is considered as an act of good actions. Entertaining a guest after Isha is permissible as well. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has entitled a chapter in similar words and established its permissibility. However, these discussions should not contravene any law of the Sharia. These days, people spend hours in front of televisions and pass the night engaging in haram activities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rescue us and the Ummah from this sad plight. Arranging water for wudu before going to bed. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that water and a miswak were kept ready for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam before going to bed. Upon awakening, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would relieve himself and he would use the miswak thereafter. Note, this sunnah refers to those times when water was not freely available as it is nowadays. However, if a person is fortunate to travel to some parts of the world where modern day technology has not yet made its presence, one could practice on the sunnah and reap its rewards. To arrange for drinking water before sleeping, Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she used to arrange 3 sealed vessels every night for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first for ablution wudu, the second for miswak, and the third for drinking purposes. No drinking water could also be arranged in this manner. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to cover these utensils so that insects etc. do not fall into them. This hadith teaches us that we should have all necessary items which may be needed during the night nearby. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.